Hi, I'm Rob McLeod with your Gold Coast News Briefing. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk will announce if or when Queensland's border control measures will be relaxed. Despite Victoria's COVID-19 cases spiking over the last few days, Gold Coast Federal MP Karen Andrews says our businesses will die if the border stays shut.
Today's the day that Anastasia Palaszczuk has to deliver certainty to Gold Coast businesses who've been suffering for far too long under her border closure and lack of certainty.
The border closure is having greater impacts than we realised, with surf clubs among charities that are feeling the brunt. Our surf clubs, and in turn the linked Surf Life Saving Club, have been hit with a double whammy, with border closures and patron caps of 30%. The Prime Minister is about to announce the country's largest ever investment in cyber security after we were told earlier this month that Australian governments, businesses and political organisations were coming under increasing attack from a sophisticated state-based hacker. $1.35 billion in existing defence funding will boost the capabilities of the Signals Directorate and Cyber Security Centre. A check of our wastewater has found consumption of stimulants is among the highest in the world. Shane Nielsen from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission says data shows consumption of illicit drugs has hit record levels.
Methamphetamine, cocaine and MDMA are illicit stimulants. Of the 30 countries with comparable data, Australia ranks fourth for overall stimulant consumption.
However, heroin use in regional areas has decreased to their lowest levels ever. In AFL, Brisbane and the Gold Coast are reportedly bracing to move south for at least a fortnight. It looms as the next likely AFL quarantine hub due to Queensland's tough border restrictions introduced due to the COVID outbreak in Victoria. Gold Coast Suns CEO Mark Evans says there are a few options available to the club.
You could go and play in Geelong, and we could come back into, say, Royal Pines Resort here and quarantine for 14 days, play other teams who were there and train, etc. Or the other option would be, if you're coming out of Victoria, you could go to New South Wales and play there for 14 days and then come to Queensland with no worries after that.
Three matches this weekend have been changed and more rounds are expected to be rescheduled. And get more news on demand by downloading our app via your smart speaker or at our website.